in the archives in the state of Virginia. Look, it tells about him, and he and one other young man was picked by the Virginia Conference as a missionary to the Indians in the, well, it was known as the Georgia Territory, as the coast of the Mississippi line. And guess how much they paid him here?
How much?
Well, now this is in 1800 and, what did I say?
18.
1818. A year, Alabama became a state in 19, or a year before the state. For this land you own right now, I have seen the sheepskin deed that President Monroe or Madison ever gave him this land that you own right now. And he owns middle of this creek down here, this creek up into these creeks over here, ended up. Man, it's cheap. And my grandfather, he owned over 4,000 acres. He was on the other side. But always, he came in this country. But they paid him, his salary was $2,000 a year in gold. Now, that's an enormous amount of money. But he had to live, and he had to buy stock horses, you know. The Indians almost killed him, but he got along with the Indians, and this place right up here, and the government gave him, two or three sections of ground, but that's been a long, long time ago, but he was the first Methodist missionary in this country, in this part of the country. Now these two fellas, look, one had North Alabama, and the other one had South Alabama. And the line, which is now Fayette County, all the way across the state of Alabama, but he settled in Tuscaloosa, and now on what's known as Big Sandy Creek.
Duncan Valeria.
And he met and married this woman. And all of his first children, now one of them college graduates. And the girls went to school, girls' college down here, Pickensville, all this, a real uppity place. You see, my mother was a baby and the Civil War came along and they lost everything. He didn't have a slave relief. They whipped him up trying to make him go. But he was the person against the law to educate him. I can remember the old schoolhouse and the church he had in that quarters. But these class niggas, I tell you, some of them living right over at Northport now. One of them, Dolly May, died here about a year ago. And when I was a kid, Doc, my brother Lewis, same age, he called Lewis Cousin. Lewis called me Cousin. We called him Cousin Doc.
That's true.
But he educated them. They could read and write. You know, it was against the law to do it. Reverend Glass was 6 foot tall, weighed 210 pounds, one of my uncles. He said he walked like a fire. And he was a religious man. But they said the devil himself never had a temper. He's laughing. And we got a temper. But the other day, she don't have it. But we get well with it. That's a damn glass temper.
Let me ask you some about your wife, just a little bit here. Her age is?
What?
Your wife's age is?
She's 73.
Okay. And you would say, was she reared a Methodist over in Africa?
Yes, she's a real hard-shell Methodist, as they call it.
What about her education?
Well, she's a graduate. She went to school at Peabody, she went to school at Woman's College, and she went to Jacksonville, that's why. She came out, she's a first grade school teacher, one of the best.
How long did she teach?
She taught 5 years. You know her first class, you know, that she ever had, boys and girls, and that you see, you know,